Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Angel Time. Angel Time is brought to you every Saturday morning in partnership with the Angels, where we offer spiritual solutions that are practical and permanent. I am Sandra Boissier, a healer, a teacher, and an author born with the ability to channel angels. I am the champion of the soul and an advocate for change. My life's mission is to unify human and angelic legacy for the evolution of mankind. This morning, we have Andrew Keegan. You would know Andrew Keegan from film and TV over the last 20 years, including memorable roles in Independence Day, 10 Things I Hate About You, and playing Jessica Biel's boyfriend on the long-running series Seventh Heaven. Recently, he has dedicated his service as co-founder and co-creator of Full Circle Venice. Full Circle Venice is a non-denominational, non-profit, community-based center located in the heart of Venice, known for its diversity, open-mindedness, and creativity. So welcome, Andrew Keegan.
Hello, hello. You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly. I know you're calling in from Florida, so we'll keep checking on the line here. So tell me, Andrew, you have been pretty much, let's say, embarked on your soul mission, right, with Full Circle Venice. So you want to start, would you prefer to tell us the journey, or would you prefer to go right into Full Circle Venice? Where do you want to start?
Well, I lit some Palo Santos, which, as we were leading into this, to sort of clear the energy and allow everything to stream through. But, of course, it's always great to have an understanding of sort of the, I guess, full, you know, human experience. And, of course, as you mentioned, having been fortunate enough to start at a very early age. And I think in a lot of ways being around adults challenged the ideas of how to, you know, grow up, so to speak, or in certain circumstances evolve, depending on the language. But, you know, it started young and kind of moved through the industry and, you know, learned a lot about what it was to be working as a child, you know. And
right.
Then moving through the creative process of, you know, developing characters and just being very fortunate in general to have so much freedom to do something that I actually really loved doing. And and I think, you know, as time went on, you see a lot of other things going on in the world around you. And at some point, the transition or the sort of guidance to reach further out and into the, you know, realm of spiritual development. And I think it's innate in everyone. I think that we're all here, so it isn't necessarily a, you know, overly, you know, what's the right word for that? Just like an overly thought. It just felt good. How can we help people? I've always had that desire to see things better in the world around me. And again, keeping it very, you know, localized, you know, community. I think the transition from, you know, kind of Hollywood, if you will, as a young adult into being, you know, in the Venice area and spending a lot of time with, you know, creatives, artists, musicians, you know, opened my experience up to so many things. And early on, you know, starting to sort of practices in and around spiritual development, just things that are a little, you know, outside the norm, whether it's like what we're doing now, you know, communicating directly with angels and just believing that there really is something, you know, greater than us in this experience that's there to help mostly, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. And so here you've come from basically your Hollywood experience into your soul experience, and that vehicle for you started, well, didn't start with Full Circle Venice, but landed you with Full Circle Venice, correct?
Yeah, in a lot of ways, there's a large community, and the ideas around Full Circle have actually existed for, you could probably argue always back to the indigenous people, but as far as Full Circle itself, there's a community up in Ojai, California, that was initiated by a gentleman by the name of Bob Goddard, and he has a farm there that we basically learn a lot of practices, or we you know, identify with a lot of the similar practices. There's another community in Hummingbird, New Mexico, called well, it's called Hummingbird Ranch, but they wrote a book called The Co-Creator's Handbook. So that's one of the, you know, one of the books that we follow, some of those practices. And I think that kind of ceremony where we're just acknowledging everyone. I think simply put, we just see everything, you know, as an expression of God or the higher power. And I think when you do that, it allows you to take full responsibility. There isn't necessarily a third-party entity that exists for us to go and ask for forgiveness from, because mm-hmm. that creates that separation from your responsibility to what you're doing.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm just going to go out and, you know, ask for forgiveness. And I have nothing, you know, of course, I have an open heart and open mind to every practice that exists. There is no judgment about it. I just sense mm-hmm. that there's a community that wants to take full responsibility. And if that happens, then, you know, what good can we do, what greater good can we do with ourselves moving forward with responsibility? And I think that's the slight variation from other practices.
Right. Right. The angels actually talk a lot about that in the book I'm currently writing called Angel Power. They talk about how responsibility isn't fashionable. And, you know, and so we're actually being conditioned not to take responsibility, right? And we're actually being conditioned not to be accountable, which is how the blame, you know, the blame game can continue to exist, right? And they bring us all, in the book itself, it, through meditation and through connection, they bring us back into the fact that we are all-knowing and all-powerful beings. We always were, we always will be. And we're clear, sentient beings of love and light and consciousness. And so just merely acknowledging that fact and knowing that as a fact makes you accountable for everything that's ever happened in your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we're on the same page with the co-creator Hummingbird Ranch people. It's awesome. Now, let's talk
and
about...
I think I bring that up, too, just to know that this has actually existed in variations for a long time. I think that what is being recognized now is actually how many people align with it. And that's in itself the movement. And it's always nice to see those that have come before us and kind of gotten the message, you know, early on and actually have done something very, very progressive and, you know, proactive, and it exists. So the tangible, we actually went out there this summer, spent some time, and you see this is a beautiful community and that these exist everywhere from Hawaii to other countries. So what a great opportunity for us to really be embarking on a, you know, a version of our reality, or as I like to call it, sociality.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we're going back to basics, don't you think? I mean, this is how it all started. Like when back in caveman era, you know, we lived in community. We operated as a community. We operated in unity. And over the course of, you know, this time on Earth, we've come very disconnected from Earth, for starters, right? And we've also become disconnected from the soul. And then we've become disconnected from truth, which has brought us into an illusion of what Earth is and what we're supposedly all doing here, right?
I think you brought up something really important to us, which is the, you know, indigenous tribal practices. And I often bring this up when we do activate every Sunday, which we'll talk about in a minute, which is our Sunday meditation ceremony. But I like to bring up the Tongva Indian, or I should say Tongva, the indigenous people, the Tongva tribe, and how they, you know, actually practice in circle, which is what we do. So there's a little bit of a connection, a synchronicity to what's going on at Full Circle. And those tribal practices were so very simple. And we've had Golden Eagle, you know, come in, who's one of the elders. We've had, you know, other elder events. They did a film recently called the Discovery Doctrine. And so it wasn't even that long ago that these practices occurred. I mean, our country's only been, you know, in existence for very few hundred years. So these practices and the sort of transition of our society in this particular country is relatively new, and I think that leads right into the subject of illusion, or in this circumstance, more of a disillusion of what the priorities are, you know, and not that there haven't
right.
been great, you know, great leaps in how to expand as a, you know, as a society and in numbers, but something has been lost, and in that there's definitely some disillusion, which I think it permeates a lot of the culture right now. And I think that, you know, this is the opportunity, this is the time to kind of remember how actually simple it really is, you know, treat people kind. I mean, it's actually, you know, we teach something called human design, you know, at the temple, and it's really how to make decisions based in love and not fear. As you talk about that separation, we are brought up to, you know, have that separation that allows us to feel the negative feelings. And I think that we actually are very capable of being positive, making decisions from a place of love. And when that happens, life becomes an amazing experience, still within the disillusion of other things. But, you know, all you really can be responsible for is the world that you're co-creating, and that's where others around you are important. It's nice to stay positive and have it, you know, do a self-help book. But, you know, a lot of people have trouble because of the particular environment that they're in. Quickly, they're distracted back to the disillusion. And so I think that's really where the community is so important right now, where Full Circle fits in as a grounded space, a home for this kind of like-mindedness.
That's wonderful. I mean, how incredibly powerful is it that you've created a sacred space, right, in the middle of Venice, which is outstanding work, and just unto itself, that's huge manifestation, right? To be on your human journey, on your spiritual journey, and be able to manifest a center that can provide this kind of community for the people of Los Angeles, and then, of course, out of Los Angeles, you know, and then, of course, the world. And so this is a very sacred journey you guys have been on, all of you. It's very powerful.
Yeah.
It's very powerful when you can embark on your soul mission despite everything that's going on, right?
Absolutely, and I greatly appreciate the acknowledgement. I just, at the same time, always like to emphasize that it's a we thing, as we say at the temple, which means that all of this is only possible because of those that have come together. So I sort of, you know, find a little hesitation in ever really describing the I in this particular, you know, experience, because it really is, there's an amazing, you know, gathering of community that's come together to bring it forth. And there's those that have come before, as we've talked about, and all of them, you know, have carved this path. And I, in my head, I'm going through all of the co-creative leaders that I've been fortunate enough to align myself with. And I really feel mostly like a translator in this time and in this experience. And as you well know, there's a great guidance to be doing the work that we are all doing in this time. So again, just acknowledging the great crew, because it's been exponentially growing and through, you know, a lot of trials and tribulations. There's nothing about this. There's no playbook per se. I talk about the co-creator handbook, which is a great guide, but to do this kind of a work in a actual, you know, urban community has its own set of challenges. So we are certainly going down an uncharted, you know, into our uncharted territory.
Lovely. It's wonderful. It's wonderful because when you're a trailblazer, even, and oh my gosh, even more so as a group of trailblazers, and in unity and community, like you're doing it, of course the challenges are going to be larger scale, right? Because it involves so many people. And so, you know, that's just kind of how it plays out on Earth. You know, we come here from, you know, basically pure love, pure light, pure consciousness, and we ourselves are these incredible sentient beings of light, you know, and from this very high frequency environment that we live in, we look down on Earth and say, this is what we're going to bring to, you know, this magnificent planet. We're going to bring these incredible ideas and concepts. We're going to manifest this temple in Venice. We're going to call it Full Circle Venice, and we're all going to do this together, and it's going to be an adventure, and we're going to have a good time, and then we're serving mankind in the process. Yay! Right?
This was like a great infomercial, and to imagine you haven't even been there yet, so I look forward to what you have to say once you come to visit.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. You have no idea. So tell us about what you have going on, because I looked at the calendar online. I went to www.fullcirclevenice.org, and I looked at the calendar. So why don't you tell me what you have going on, because it's kind of a full calendar you've got.
Absolutely. So we initiated the project in May, April of last year, and literally was a set of keys and a 7,000-square-foot temple with all these different nooks and crannies. So over the summer, we were able to program some really great events. Started with a Sunday meditation ceremony that has transitioned from the ideas around resonating together. So we initially called it Resonate, to Activate, which really speaks to the ideas of what it is we do or what it is we want to do, and taking, again, the responsibility and the initiative to put it together in a community, put it out amongst each other, create that resonance so that we're all finding responsibility in our community. So we do that every Sunday, which tomorrow we have a really amazing yoga practitioner. She does workshops around the world. Her name is Sianna Sherman. And so she'll be there tomorrow as our guest. It's between 10 and noon on Sundays. More things on the calendar. We have had concerts, workshops, yoga, meditation. The end of this month, we have Shinzen Young coming in on the 25th to do a workshop. He's an amazing meditation practitioner. During the week, we have Wednesday nights, we have Five Rhythms Dance, which is done by Kate Sheila. Let's see, we've done music nights as well, which Rising Appalachia. We have Tina Malia coming in April. So it's an illustrious kind of experience, and I think ultimately sometimes we're asked, like, specifically, what are we? And I really like to focus on the meditation and the yoga with, obviously, events at night. But we're very capable of doing things, even corporate events, which we've done, to help, you know, sort of shift, another community into the ideas and the belief, you know, of being together in that space, doing those kinds of practices. And that actually comes up. We did one with Ultimed. They're a primary care company, and they are actually having an event on January 31st at the LA Coliseum. So we're going to be presenting some of our work there. And then also the Ascent Expo, which is coming up. I feel like this is a little bit of the calendar, but it's a big calendar. But we have the Ascent Expo, which is February 28th and 29th and March 1st at the LA Convention Center. So there's some big projects in the near future, and all of this has happened well within a year. So it's definitely expanded.
Wow.
You know, in exponentially. Yeah, I know, I don't get much sleep.
That's amazing. You know, it's have you noticed how time has sped up, though? How the minute we focus this way on soul mission, it just, life completely changes for starters. But secondly, I have noticed how quickly the days are going by.
Mm-hmm.
And how everything is happening on a very different timeline than the one I was previously working on.
Yeah, I think that it's interesting. You know, in this week, I actually I spoke at the mastermind meeting for the Ascent Expo, and I'm not much of a public speaker per se. I'm an actor, so usually I have a couple cameras and I have a script. So to actually just speak freely is something that I've mostly hesitated on ever doing throughout my life. Yet there's so much information that's within this project, and of course, in this, there's a lot of great co-creators who speak, you know, speak into the full circle experience. Yet, of course, I have amassed the knowledge, if you will, within the experience. So it's definitely interesting, as you're mentioning, time and even the shedding of those even ideas, because of course there's a great heart-centered message that's coming through. And as it relates to your work, I certainly feel that intuitive guidance, higher power, angels. You know, we can put all kinds of names to the archetypes, and we've done that. That's really great to have fun with it. You know, that's the other thing. So many things are so serious in life, and this is just a lot of fun, a lot of smiling faces and open hearts. And I'm really excited to see where it's all going, because even I don't know.
Right.
There's not a pressing vision. It's just an open vision, you know.
So I want to bring you back to illusion delusion, because the angels want to talk about illusion in general, like just illusion in general, and where it relates to spiritual journeys too, right? Because there's so much that happens when you embark on your soul mission. And here we are, you brought us Full Circle Venice today, which I thank you so much, because it's what you are creating there. We here at Angel Time and Angel Energy are 100% behind. So I want to be able to support what you guys are doing as a community and as a whole. So I do want to cover a bit of illusion because, again, like on soul mission, when we decide, because everything's up to us, right, Andrew? Like everything we decide mm-hmm. to do is entirely up to us. So it's our free will, right, that gets to be activated, and then it's our free will that helps us make clear decisions, right? So before we get to free will, because we're on Earth, you know, we have the angels call gravity density, and so density surrounds us, and we're these super, super light beings. And then we make this incredible decision from the soul level that says, I'm going on my soul mission. Well, all these events occur around that. It's like a ripple effect happens. And the first thing that mm-hmm. happens is, you know, that we're created of light, right, and energy, this density becomes apparent that we've been surrounded by, you know. So mm-hmm. inside of density, you know, things like one of the most amazing things I've learned about density is that the angels, of course, told me this one, is that density has sphere consciousness imprinted in it. So the minute we're born, we're in density. The minute we're in density, there's sphere consciousness, right? And so that's part of the human experience. And so we have to actually figure this part out so that we can get to our soul mission. So it's kind of this very interesting full circle, funny, that we have come around to realize all this, you know? So anyway, now you and I have talked about illusion before. So tell me what your perspective is on that, illusion or delusion.
Well, interestingly enough, when I listened to your previous radio show with, was it Vladimir, what's his last name?
Right. Yes, Vladimir. I can't say his last name. He's with Atlas Prophylaxis.
There you go. Okay, good. I'll put you on the spot with that one. But you also referenced full circle in that prior to even us having a conversation about doing this. So I thought that was interesting, and I was just reminded. You know, there are a lot of ways to make life really complicated. And I think sometimes these kinds of conversations sometimes will take you to that, or a potential person listening take you to some realm of, oh, here we go. This is, some kind of, I don't want to put a negative word to it, but it's a beyond kind of thinking. And I think it's actually really simple. I think that's what's interesting about your, very, descriptive way of, analyzing the experience, is that it's actually simple. It's only in the illusion that you go to school and you learn what these books that now we're coming to find out, a lot of it is not even accurate information and, processes like go to college when what is being done at a higher level in the density realm is to just enslave your mind. And these things now that we're kind of taboo to potentially talk about, especially academically, I think everybody should have an experience of learning. I just don't necessarily think that the formulas that have been set in place are the exact only way to learn. So my own experience, for a reference, is starting, as I mentioned earlier, young as an actor, and realizing that the process of learning at school, based on my experience, this wasn't the most ideal for my type of personality. And so I really got through high school, and that was good enough for me. And then in these coming, these previous or these recent years, to see how many friends have, mentally been incarcerated to the, the debt of that learning process. And again, we look at other countries and they have different processes where, education is relatively free. And so things like, education should be relatively affordable rather than, the kind of experience that it is here in the U.S. That aside, as far as the illusion, that kind of lends itself to that illusion that I need to be smart, or I need to be accepted, I need to have a college degree, or I need to, and I can go different examples, I need to have a fancy car, I need to have the same jewelry. So all of these things that within the experience, if it's not that there are any of them are bad per se, because of course some people just love to learn from a book, and I think that that's exactly and by all means, no judgment at all. So, as far as as it relates to what's kind of going on now, I think that's what's more fascinating, is that it seems as if the veil has really come off, and I would even argue that the cat's out of the bag. Like, what's going on is delusional at this point. It's at one point, potentially it was an illusion that you could kind of buy into. Like, the government, the this, the that, they do it that way, and we'll just kind of go along with it. But I really feel that it's been the pendulum has gone so far extreme with our own particular governmental and authorities in general, and it's delicate to talk about this, and I often,
it is. It really is.
I often walk, it's thin ice, so to speak, because we're not in any way looking to, and I think that might kind of lead into the duality of the world, which everything is there in place for a reason. So there is no bad. I've even been through the experience, and I talk about this a lot now. It's like, I don't think there's any more time for protest. And that's where the co-creators come together to create things, to not only be creative, but it's, as you mentioned at the very beginning, solutionary or solution oriented. So I'm fully accepting of everything that exists, just knowing that there are things that can be done better. And I think everybody can agree with that. We may have differences from political beliefs or spiritual beliefs, but things can be better. And I think that's, simply put, what we're here to do, is bring forth more light, bring the light beings together, and enjoy the process of creating a world, a heaven on earth, a positive space. And it doesn't have to be overly complicated. It's just from relating to one person, you know, healing with
right.
somebody. Maybe you have something going on in your life, and I'm sure we're going to get into this in a minute, but mom, dad, brother, you know, you're holding some negative energy, dark energy. Let it go. You can look at the world
right.
a different way. You can let it go. You're upset at somebody? Is it really necessary? That person probably is hurting too. So find a way to forgive, because that energy actually travels. You know, you might think, well, I'm mad at them. They don't know. But you're holding that energy. You're still engaging in it yourself. And it starts with the
person.
Everything's energy.
Everything. Everything is energy,
exactly.
right? And so, absolutely, it's so funny. I'm exploding to do the angel download because you just like segued me right into it.
Perfect.
Perfect. It's actually perfect. You know, I just wanted to tell you that we have callers that we're probably going to have to. You know, we're going to have to, after the download, we'll deal with that. But I have a feeling that one of them was one of the guys from just dropped. So we may want to text them. Anyway, so the angel download for today, thank you, Andrew, for walking us into this part, is really on point because, and again, like on angel time and everything that angel energy is based on is simplification, like Andrew's saying. Everything is very, very, very simple. We tend to complicate it because we have a very powerful brain, you know. But the angels always break things down on the show so that we can understand things for what they are. And then when you can understand things for what they are, life just gets much easier. Okay, so here's your angel download for this Saturday the 10th. When you descend to Earth as a clear sentient being of light, you agree to experience the duality of Earth. Earth has two energies in motion infinitely. These energies are the definition of opposite. There's the sun and the moon, dark, light, water, fire, air and earth, man and woman, soul, ego, up, down, left, right, wrong. And ultimately, there's illusion and truth. This is a reality to be in full awareness and acknowledgement with. Just like Andrew, just like you just said, like you're aware of this and you acknowledge it. This is a reality meant to grow your consciousness and your humanity. This is a reality that is the opposite of what you are and where you came from. Being aware of duality empowers your psyche. It brings your mind into clarity. If your mind is clear, your ego is clear too. The ego will seduce you into believing that duality is all there is for you. The ego will seduce you into believing that you are powerless over duality and all its elements. However, the soul knows the truth. The truth cuts through duality like a sharp knife. The truth draws you away from illusion. Illusion only works if you believe all the untruths you have told yourself and or acquired from others. Because we believe, the power to change our lives unfolds from within. We're going to get into the soul today and dispel untruths, illusions, delusions, distractions, distortions, denials, drama, destruction, sabotage, density, drama, and trauma. How about that? That's a tall order. That is a tall order, but I think it'll be okay. You ready, Andrew? I think I may have lost you. Okay, so let's keep going. We are here on Earth with the power of the soul. So let's get into the soul. Let's get into the soul. Place your left hand in the area above your heart. Are you back, Andrew?
I'm back, yes.
Awesome. Place your left hand in the area above your heart. We're going to do a little connection meditation so that we know everything we need to know about the soul in under 5 minutes. We're getting ready to release everything that is untruth, delusion, distraction, distortion, denial, drama, destruction, sabotage, density, drama, and trauma. Okay? So place your left hand in the area above your heart. The left hand below the right seems to feel better if you're right-handed. Be comfortable And we want you to go deep as you can go today. Now, that's up to you, right? Because you have free will and you get to make all the decisions, all of them. Every decision is made by you. So go deep into this energy that resides underneath both your hands, which is right above your heart. It's kind of below the neck, but above the heart. And start breathing. Deep inhalations followed by deep exhalations, deep inhalations, deep exhalations. Keep breathing until you feel a really warm, fuzzy energy under your hands. Some of you who had closed will be seeing light growing underneath your hands. That's awesome. Some may just be feeling a warm energy emanating from underneath your hands. Whatever works for you, keep going and go deeper and deeper and breathe into this area. This area, the angels like to call your soul space. Stay with it as long as you can, as long as you can. Keep breathing into it. Go deeper into it and really honor that this is how you connect to your soul. It's very powerful. It's super fun, too. So keep going with this and keep breathing and keep feeling the energy that is underneath your hands in your soul space above your heart. Awesome. This energy will grow as you continue to focus on it. So keep focusing on it and keep letting it grow and keep letting it get warm. And feel that as long as you can. And from the deepest part of this meditation, ask for the truth. All you have to do is have the thought, I want the truth. To say, I'm ready for the truth. I'm willing to receive the truth. It's my time for truth. Your words, whatever feels good to you, that activates the truth of your almighty soul. The truth will bloom and bloom from this pure place of love and light. This pure place, which is your soul. Go deeper into your soul. Continue to ask for truth and breathe. Breathing powerfully and exhaling, inhaling and exhaling powerfully. And the deeper you go, the longer you stay in this beautiful space, the easier it is to release the untruths, the illusions, the delusions, the drama, the distraction. The denial, the destruction, the sabotage, the density, the drama and trauma. Now, these are all the things that are embedded in density that inhibit us from feeling this, feeling connected, feeling supported, feeling loved, feeling this love and this light that is profound within us and is our divine right to have. This pure energy you feel is actually what you are. It's what you are, not just who you are, it's what you are. You are a very powerful, magnificent, radiant soul, so conscious, so aware, so incredibly powerful. Doing this connection meditation will not only connect you to your soul, but it will validate this spiritual reality, which is part of your human experience. So when you're ready, now that you know what to do, you can do this every day if you choose to. You can do this in the morning before you get out of bed, and you can do this before you go to bed at night. So it's powerful and it's beautiful, and I want you to get deeply, deeply connected to your soul. This incredible, very simple meditation will keep you out of the extremity of duality. It will clear your illusion, and it will deliver you gently and lovingly into truth, virtual reality. A reality that serves you, your soul, and humanity in a way you intended before your descension from heaven, or whatever you call, you know, that space. Okay. So that is our little gift from the angels today. It's our very multidimensional angel download, and instead of always just talking about how powerful you are, they really wanted you to feel how powerful you are. They wanted to give you access to your soul so that anything that you are hanging on to that is illusion-based or is blocking you from your soul mission can be literally dispersed into thin air. And then you can actually feel the power of what you are so that you can actually feel the resonance of your own energy and then feel that there's something greater going on than just your day-to-day routine. Every soul has a purpose, and we're here to actually, you know, deliver that purpose in a really magnificent, unique, adventurous, courageous, wild way that is super fun and super exciting to ourselves. And has a ripple effect of tremendous magnitude because we're all connected. We're all one. All right, so that's the deal. We have some phone calls to take here. Are you ready, Andrew?
Yes. Thank you.
How do you feel?
I'm just so impressed in my mind thinking of all the great, you know, audio recordings I've heard. Abraham Hicks came to mind, and just always as mom would play it in the car, and so I'm just realizing that some of that had influence, and then listening to you, it's just such a wonderful connectedness to, you know, the space up there, as you called it, but really just how well you are speaking with and kind of, you know, allowing for it to be fun and enjoyable and translatable in that kind of way. And I think that's what's interesting about this is, you know, there's definitely a lot of different ways to talk about what's going on, but ultimately it's a feeling, it's a vibration, as you've mentioned, and it's just so simple just to be in that good space that it may ripple out to those around you and then on and on.
Exactly. It's awesome. There's nothing really bad happening. It's all really good. We just have to actually understand that everything is energy. Because if you understand that everything is energy, you're not looking at it from the perspective of just the human mind, which can be limiting. All right, so we have a couple people on
here. I was just going to say, and it is just to be relatable. Of course, there are things that have even heavier, denser energy, and it may be death, it may be loss, it may be many things, and it's within that, I've heard a couple of practitioners come through the space, within the problem is the solution. So embrace the problem or embrace that energy and find the light within it because it's always there.
It's always there. And one of the things, you know, the angels always go back to is, hey, you guys, you know, there's this thing called light and dark. And guess what? Light absorbs. It's kind of physics or something, right?
So be the light. Be the light.
Be that light. Be the light. Because there's really, I mean, at the bottom line of bottom lines, that's what we are. We are the light. Like, that's what our soul is comprised of, right? And God created all of this. All of it. God created all of this. And we did it all together. Because we're all connected. And so, you know, what you were saying earlier in the show about taking responsibility and ownership over the planet and being, you know, being accountable, responsible, all that, that's actually a fact because we were part of the creation process from the beginning, from the start. We're not new to this. We're old as far as souls are concerned. We've been here before.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. And so let's participate from the perspective of, yeah, we've been here before. Yeah, we're, you know, beings of light. Yeah, we're here for a short time. Let's leave an excellent footprint. You know, let's have let's do it. Let's do that and let's do it together while we can enjoy it while we're here, you know? Always tell me like, hey, it's go out there and play. This is playtime. We're going to go back to that beautiful light. We're going to go back to all that love. We're going to be, you know, floating around in no time, okay? In a blink, we're out of here. So we might as well join together, unify, powerfully unify in this light and this love that is what we are created out of and surge forward something really magnificent, right? Why not?
Yes. Yes.
Why not?
I'm ready for some questions. Let's do this.
Let's do it. Okay, let's take a call. Hi, you're on Angel Time.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good, thank you. So, my name's Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
What do you have for us?
I'm in San Diego.
Awesome. Tell me where you're calling today.
Oh, I just wondered if there's any angels around. I mean, I know there's angels around us. Are they around us, like, all the time, or
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, they're around you. Here's the thing. Here's the trick. Here's why you're asking this question. And I'm going to have, you know, Andrew give us his input as well. But your soul is comprised of light. Your soul is comprised of love. Your soul is comprised of consciousness. And so are they. They're made of the same stuff, only, you know, they're angels. And so you have an instant match based on that fact, right?
Right.
Now, because you're on Earth, right, and because you're a human being, we kind of forget stuff. We get amnesia. It's part of the deal. And the angels always say that, you know, the remedy for amnesia is light, right? So it's just a little thing to remember as we traverse life. Now, what I would advise, just because, you know, the majority of us still kind of hang out in a whole lot of density, I would just advise, like, for kicks, you know, connect with your angels every day. Just connect. You know how we just did the soul meditation?
Okay.
I'm not sure. We just did, like, a soul connect meditation.
Okay.
I don't know if you got that. But if you didn't, that's okay. If you just connect with your angels through your mind, your heart, your soul, your energy, you're there.
Okay. I see.
Got it?
Yeah.
Let's hear from Andrew. Andrew, what do you want to
say? I like to keep things, you know, kind of simple, because in the question, the mind is looking for evidence, more of an answer that's specifically going to satisfy the mind. I think ultimately it's what is within the heart, and I think I've mentioned it earlier. There's even scientifically, there's brain matter in your heart. So it's having your, like, allowing yourself to really feel connected in that space, and what feels like a good decision. Maybe it's about a job, maybe it's about a relationship. Does it feel good to continue this kind of behavior pattern with someone, or does it not? And in those kind of feelings, that's the messages, I think, within this experience. That's when your angel's like, hey, don't do that, you know? Or some people have very, very specific kinds of experiences where literally somebody was telling me the other day of nearly getting hit by a car and having that feeling of something beyond, you know, pulling back to save someone's life. And those kinds of stories exist too. So all across the spectrum, it's a lot of times I think it's just allowing yourself to see the signs. It may be something really simple like, oh, I was just thinking about that person and they called me and it resulted in a really great experience. And it's like, that's just a little gift from one of your guides.
Now, are they on the same frequency as, like, spirit guides, or they're like the highest of all frequencies, right?
They're higher frequency, and you can feel that. You'll feel it. It's a very refined energy. It's almost like, I don't know if you've ever hiked or climbed a mountain, but you get to the peak and you feel this interesting refined air, right?
Yeah.
And that's what angels feel like energetically. They're very refined air. And if you close your eyes and ask them, please show me what you look like, they'll do that for you.
So
they're all sensory. You can see them, feel them, hear them, whatever you want to do with that.
Okay.
But the first step is acknowledging that that's what you want to do. And I like what Andrew said, because if you open your heart, you're kind of already there. That's like 50% of it. So great question. Thank you so much, Donna. I really, really appreciate you calling in.
No, I appreciate you guys for your knowledge. Thank you so much.
You're
so
welcome. Have a great Saturday.
I'll continue.
Great.
Welcome to Angel Time. Hi.
I just kind of started listening, so I don't know. Are you giving readings or just kind of questions are you answering?
Well, we do it all here on Angel Time, but we're down to the very last tip of the show. But if you have a question, we'd be more than happy to, you know, to help.
Yeah, I have a question. What do the angels see about the move that I'm supposed to be making soon? Is it a house that I'm going to be buying? Is it going to be nearby?
Tell me your name.
My name's Randy.
Randy. Okay, Randy, first things first, let's get you to breathe. I want you to inhale and exhale, and I want you to ground yourself. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I want you to bring it down a little bit. There's a lot of head activity going on with you. And
yeah.
The mind is so much slower than the heart and our intuition, soul, right? So let's bring it down to a level where you can actually receive the information, okay? Because if we're up in our heads, it's a little bit harder to actually hear anything, right, that maybe the angels are trying to say, or, you know, anything that might be happening around you. Got it? So breathe into your heart. Breathe into your heart. Breathe into your soul space, which is what was happening earlier in the show. Your soul space is right above your heart. So breathe into that area, which is basically your chest. Breathe into that and get grounded a little bit. I want you to feel your toes, you know, feel your toes, make sure you're in your body. And then we can start asking a question.
Okay.
From this place where you're more centered and not fragmented, we fragment, our energies fragment, we're going through changes. And the mind starts doing something, and the heart starts doing something, and the body starts doing something, and then our energy just kind of disperses, you know? And so it's always best to collect all of our energies, mental energy, heart energy, emotional energy, physical energy, soul energy, just into one place, which the area of the heart is great. Some people like the area of the upper tummy, you know, where your intuition is. All good, whatever you want to do with that. Some people like the soul space, which is right above the heart. All good. But bring it in. Bring it all in, because the answers are always inside of you, always, no matter what, right? So you want to bring all your energy into your center, wherever you feel your center is. Are you there now? Do you feel your center?
I guess so.
Okay, breathe a little bit
I don't know.
For me. I know, I'm feeling you. So breathe deeper. I want you to inhale and exhale. Breathe a little bit deeper so that I want you to feel your heart. I want you to feel that upper tummy, which is your power center. I want you to go there and breathe and bring that energy into yourself. Okay, bring it in. Bring it in. Okay. Do you feel a little bit better? Are you feeling where I'm trying to go with this? Do you feel it yet?
Yes.
You do? Okay, good. All right, now, what's your question?
My question is that I'm planning, I know I'm supposed to be moving, and I just wanted to know more information about this move.
I think I got this. Let me.
Okay.
What do you think?
Go ahead.
What do you think it's going to be, or what do you feel yourself intuitively now that we're kind of in a
I don't know. I'm not a psychic. I really don't know.
No, but okay, so what are the choices?
Usually I don't know my future. It usually just happens and I'm surprised.
This isn't about your future. This is about your right now. Now close your eyes, and Andrew's going to walk you through this. You're going to close your eyes and you're going to go into your soul and your heart, and we're going to answer a lot of questions right now. So Andrew's going to walk you through that.
So I think that being that you came on to the call a little bit later, so for you it's all a little bit new, the idea. Essentially it's just getting to a place. Have you meditated before?
In the past, I have.
Okay, so it's a version of that. And really, when we take the words away, it's really allowing the brain thoughts to just ease off and just feeling down into what would feel good. Would it feel good to stay in San Diego? Would it feel good to, you know, buy that house, rent that place? What serves the greater...
Well, I thought I was going to be staying where I am, but I've been told by a few different people that I'm going to be moving. And that's honestly not something I thought that was going to be happening. So this is coming from other people who are more psychic or intuitive than I am, telling me I'm going to be moving. So that's not based on me. That's based on somebody else.
Mm. Got it.
Okay, so you're comparing notes here.
Well, I've gotten a few people told me, few people saying, oh, you're going to move. I don't even ask them, am I going to move? But they've been saying, you're going to be moving without me even saying I'm going to be moving.
So
I asked them about a different question, and then they said, oh, I see move. So I want to know more about this move that everybody keeps telling me about.
It's really cute. You are so adorable. You're killing me. Thank you for calling. This is awesome. You're going to go into your soul. We just did this amazing meditation. We're going to go into the soul, and it's only 2 seconds. So I want you to place your hands right above your heart, left hand over right hand over left, whatever is comfortable for you. You're going to do that right now. And we're going to activate your soul so that you know that it's a fact that all information comes from there. And that's the greatest thing about this, is that that information will always be true. So you're going to breathe into your soul, and we're going to activate your soul with the angels. And we're going to say, whenever you're ready, I want you to speak these words. I am ready to hear the truth. I am willing to hear the truth.
I am ready to hear the truth. I am willing to hear the truth.
Thank you, angels. Okay, now think of the move and tell me what you get.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Let's go deeper. You know what? When we don't know, it's just an opportunity to go deeper, which is awesome. Anytime
so
you go deeper.
This show is really about you trying to get me to figure out what the answer is?
No, I know what the answer is, but I want you to figure it out. Because you don't want to call me every time you have to make a change in your life. You don't want to do that.
Yes, I do. I don't want to.
Oh, no, you don't. You never want to do that. You want to rely on the entirety of your soul. You want to rely on that information because you are your best healer, your best psychic, your best everything. And honestly,
well, what I'm getting is basically what somebody else told me, because I got two different answers. One person told me there's going to be a little house that's smaller than the one I'm in now that's going to come up that I'm not going to probably want to move to because it's too small. That's what one person told me. So that's the one I kind of resonate with. But I don't know if that's true. And then somebody else said, oh, I see three moves. And then somebody else, I don't know. So
maybe just sit with this energy today. Maybe just sit with this energy, because the most important thing I can give you from the angels and from Angel Time is that you have this answer. You know what the answer is. It's sitting right there at the tip of your tongue. And it's right there. I'm not kidding. It's right. I can feel it. It's right there. Now, if I confirm either way, you're just going to do exactly what you did with these other two people who gave you this information, you know? That's not going to serve
you. Well, I usually
not...
put everything together, and I usually get an answer by basically getting consistency. So, like, my husband, I've been told a few times he was going to get this job. So I knew that he was going to get the job because it came up so many times that he was going to get this job and exactly when it was going to happen. And very, very specific. So then I knew that's going to happen. When I get, like, a consistent, like, reading, then I kind of know. That's how I'm able to determine. But if something seems, like, way off, that seems like doesn't make any sense, like this person who said I'm going to be moving three times, that to me doesn't make any sense right now.
No, it doesn't. So why would you? So let's just talk about
that one. I don't,
like,
believe that one. I don't believe, really. So I do pick and choose which ones I kind
job,
of believe.
You know, exactly. So when you get mixed information, and this is what's cool about what you brought to us today, when you get mixed information, it means you haven't made a decision yet. You haven't made a decision on this move, on this change in your life. It hasn't happened yet. So from within, you're not even there yet making this decision. Do you know what I mean? So of course
it's
you can
in
get
my energy.
Of course. And so, you know, some people can read energy really well. Some people can tell you they read energy really well. But the point is not that. The point is, if in fact there is a move for you, it's not today, and it's not tomorrow, and it's not this week, and it's frankly not this month. Okay.
Right.
So this isn't something that should really preoccupy a lot of your time. Now, until you're clear, they can't read you properly. That's a fact.
Oh, that's interesting.
Did you know that? Yeah.
No.
You have to be clear in order to get a clear reading. Because we're constantly making decisions unbeknownst to us, whether it's, you know, a thought we're having, a feeling we're having. We're constantly making decisions. We're constantly enacting our free will all day long, all the time, right? Whether we're aware of that or not, you know, there are various stages of development with that, with everyone here. But free will is happening. You're definitely making decisions all day long. Now, mixed readings are very simple. It's very, very simple. You're just not clear on where you're going next. You have not made a decision yet from within. They can only read, and this is truly how it works, they can only read what's there, right? So at this moment, you haven't chosen anything, which is why you're getting two very conflicting, you know, bits of information. And so when you do get clear on what you're going to do next, when you make your decision, and now you're going to be making a very conscious decision, because here you called us, you activated the angels, we activated the soul, you know, because we're going to help you do everything from that perspective now, because working from your mind is going to slow you down, okay? The point of you calling in today is so that you can work from the full capacity of what you are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're working from that full capacity of what you are, that's when you're actually going to get the information you need. But what I would prefer for you is that you get the information from within, not from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Does this make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. So thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, Sandra.
Yes.
Are you still there? So what are the chances that she's going to move into that little house? Is it going to be an experience of
never going to happen?
Never going to happen. It's interesting because I see two different things. Either she's already set the intention to not live in a small house, you know,
mm-hmm.
Or she comes to realize that is her next human experience and how to find happiness in something. Because that happens, right? Sometimes we have to downsize. And the initial idea is, I'm not going to be happy. But ultimately, the happiness is not the house or the move. The happiness is within. And as soon as that practice can be instilled in her, she'll be happy wherever she is, you know?
Right. There was a lot going on there. I'm really happy she called.
Definitely.
Because the truth is, until we make a decision, nothing's going to happen around us, you know? That's just how it works. Like, and hopefully we are clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer as we continue this journey. And hopefully on some level we're connected to the soul, or we're connected to angels, we're connected to God, or whatever we believe in, because there is something greater and bigger than what we are. And so it would be great to come from that angle rather than expecting the information to come in from the outside, you know.
And I really appreciate your take on it too, because ultimately, with all of these kinds of questions, it has more to do, as we were explaining to her, it's like it's your process, it's your internal process. Nothing outside of you is ever going to make you happy. Big house, little house, big car, fancy. It's really getting to a place where even with her, it's like everybody. These are signs. Maybe somebody said you're moving. Maybe they said you're not. What is it that you truly feel connected to? And also, I use the word allow a lot. Like, just allow it to happen.
Exactly.
Be in the moment. If the move comes, enjoy it. Find a way to enjoy it. Find the excitement in it rather than be super concerned and worried about it. Like you said, you know, it's not this week. It's not next month. If it's not needed in this time to be thinking about it, do something else. Do something
else
that your heart desires.
Right. And what you said was crucial. Does it feel good? Does it feel good? If it doesn't feel good, why are you doing it in general? Like, you have to find a way to feel good about everything you're doing, because that propels more energy that is amazing around you. And so please choose what feels good to you.
And what's fun about that, I hope she calls back someday with what ended up, you know, what ends up being. It's either I stayed and I found a path of being, you know, being in the same space, or I did move to the little house, but, you know, I didn't realize how much I would enjoy downsizing, or just the myriad of possibilities. Ultimately, hopefully she leaves and comes back sometime with one of those kinds of experiences.
Yes. Okay. And the angel prayer, because we are totally at the end of our show and it always flies by. Okay. You are a soul before you are a human. Earth is a school where you came to learn, grow, and evolve into a better vision of yourself. The energy on Earth is dense. Density causes amnesia. Light is the remedy. Remember to wake up to your soul with daily doses of love. You are a powerful, all-knowing being here to fulfill your purpose. Here is your angel prayer for today. Angels and archangels of light, I am ready and willing to live my spiritual reality unencumbered by duality and illusion. Guide me into truth. Guide me into clarity. Guide me into the light of my soul daily. Fill my soul with the golden light of God's love infinitely. Thank you. So, Andrew, I am so honored and grateful you came on the show. So much fun. Can you tell me where we can get a hold of everybody at Full Circle Venice?
info@fullcirclevenice.org for any questions about programming or inquiries to rent the space and share with us in any of our programming.
Awesome. And check out www.fullcirclevenice.org and check out the calendar, guys, because the schedule is brilliant. Now, for all of you who called today, I'm so sorry. The lines were going crazy, and we tried to take our calls in order. So please call back. We're here every Saturday at noon, more than happy and willing to help in any way we can with angels. Thank you so much for your time. Greatly appreciated always. We love you, and we're here with angels every Saturday. Thank you. Till next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Andrew.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Sandra.